Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday, the first one for the Jaguars 2014 season. And we're going to always use Film Room Friday as an opportunity to educate you, entertain you, and teach you some things that maybe that you didn't know. And we'll start out right here with the first play on punting. Focus in on the long snapper, Carson Tinker. You know, long snappers typically aren't the best coverage guys in the world, so they actually give him the responsibility of blocking a blocker off of one of the other coverage guys. In this case, it's Ryan Davis. He picks the guy off and then he inserts himself late in the coverage unit. And that allows Ryan Davis a free release getting down the field. Also, quick note on this. Mike Brown, you just can't ever get rid of Mike Brown because Mike Brown can do so many things. On this punt team, he's the fullback and he goes down and he makes a tackle. That's one thing that the coaches love about Mike Brown. You can ask him to do a million things, and he does all of them pretty well. Focus in on left guard Jacques McClendon. I've used this term all throughout the radio broadcast and other times, short area power. And short area power is exemplified right here by Jacques McClendon. When he doesn't have a lot of momentum going into the defender, but he can move him. That is short area power, and that's one thing that coaches like about Jacques McClendon. First of all, he's a young ascending player, but secondly, he's strong in a short area, hence short area power. This is a pass rush game, and this is a ET and a TE. First, let's start on the left side. You have Andre Branch and Ziggy Hood. This is a TE. T means, at first, being the first letter, the tackle goes first, and then the end loops underneath. So TE on the left side. Now on the right side with Tyson Alualu and Ryan Davis. This is an ET. End is first. He gets inserted into that tackle guard gap and then the tackle loops around. This is a great way to have great balance in a pass rush by having a TE on the left side and an ET on the right side, and it creates great balance and a great pass rush and a sack, obviously, for Ryan Davis and Andre Branch. If you tuned in to last week's edition of the Gus Bradley Show, we talked at length about the linebacker positions, and he explained really in great detail the auto position. He said that on first and second down, you want the auto to have the ability to drop into coverage, and then on third down, to have that auto have the ability to put his hand in the ground and rush the passer. And in the last preseason game, late in the ball game, Dakota Watson was the perfect example of the third down play where you want to have him put his hand down on the ground. Let's take a look. There's Dakota Watson lined up as the left defensive end. He's got a wide receiver and a tight end split out to him, so he's got great width. And watch what he does. He beats the wide receiver, he beats the tight end, and then the tackle is assuming that those two guys are going to be able to handle him or at least slow him down a little bit. The tackle, too late to get out and help, and Dakota Watson ends up coming in with great speed and gets the sack. That is the epitome of the auto position on third down. Focus in on Ryan Davis. He's the right defensive end, our left from the offensive perspective. Take a look at the athleticism, jumping over the high first-round draft pick, Jake Matthews. Puts his hands down and literally just jumps right over Jake Matthews, but watch the acceleration once he makes the jump. Boom. The acceleration is outstanding, and that's what I love about Ryan Davis. He not only has the ability to be an inside rusher in the lightning package, but he's got great athleticism and physical power athleticism and a sack. And at the very end of the play, take a look at this. That's what I would call a selfie sack.